Hadith number 27. Righteousness is good character. عن النواس بن سمعان رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال البر حسن الخلق والإثم ما حاك في نفسك وكرهت أن يطلع عليه الناس رواه مسلم. وعن وابصة بن معبد رضي الله عنه قال أتيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال جئت تسأل عن البر والإثم؟ قلت نعم. قال استفتي قلبك البر ما اطمأنت إليه النفس واطمأن إليه القلب، والإثم ما حاك في النفس وتردد في الصدر، وإن أفتاك الناس وأفتوك. حديث حسن رويناه في مسندي الإمامين أحمد بن حنبل والدارمي بإسناد حسن. On the authority of An-Nawas ibn Sam'an, may Allah be pleased with him, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who said, righteousness is good character, and sin is that which wavers in your soul and which you dislike the people finding out about. Recorded by Muslim. On the authority of Wabisa ibn Ma'bad, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, I came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, you have come to ask about righteousness and sinfulness. I said, yes. He said, consult your heart. Righteousness is that which makes the soul feel tranquil and the heart feel tranquil. And sin is that which makes the soul waver and the breast uneasy, even if the people have given you their verdict on it and continue to give you their verdict on it. This is a Hassan Hadith. We have transmitted it in the two musnads of the two Imams Ahmad ibn Hanbal and Ad-Darimi with a good chain. General comments about this Hadith. This is another important and comprehensive hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein he explained the essence of righteousness and sinfulness. Summary points of the explanation of hadith number 27. The main or essential aspect of righteousness is good character, or righteousness is good character. Point 2. Sin has a direct effect on a pious person's heart. It makes his soul uneasy and wavering. 3. Another sign of sin is that a person dislikes to have people witness the act. And number 4, a believer should consult his heart before performing a deed. If his heart feels uncomfortable about it, he should avoid it, even if the people give him verdicts that there is nothing wrong with the act. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.